Blog Talk Radio.
Get your house in order.
For the coming back of Jesus Christ. For truly, he is coming back again. Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord. So first I give honor to God, to his son Jesus Christ, to the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, to each and every one under the sound of my voice. I do thank God for being here, thanking and praising God for life, health, and strength, thanking and praising God for keeping us covered in the blood of Jesus. Thanking and praising God for blessing us day by day, blessing us to see another day. Another day that's not promised, but a day because of his grace and his mercy. He saw fit to let us wake up and see a brand new day. And I just thank and praise God for that today. Thanking and praising God for another service on today. So at this time, if Brother Debo on the phone, I'm going to ask you to open me up with a prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
As always, you want to ask all our sisters and brothers that's listening, that's if you are bowing your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear, pray along with
Amen.
Us, and be sincere about your prayer. God's getting tired. God's getting fed up of our sinful ways. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father God, we come before the throne of grace today. Father, we stop by just to tell you thank you for blessing us to see another day. One that's been coming, Father, since the beginning of creation. And one that we'll never see again. And we just want to tell you thank you, Lord. We want to tell you thank you for keeping us. We thank you for guiding us. We thank you for your protection that you allow to shine all around us all through our day. As we slumbered and slept all night long. You allowed your angels to hover around our bedside to keep the old deaf angel away. And, Father, we just said thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We prepare to hear the word today. We prepare for the service today, Lord. We ask that you would anoint the speaker. Bless it in a way, Father, that only you can. We ask that you bless the service, Lord. Touch those that are listening. For you said in your word, they that have an ear to hear, let them hear. Father, we pray that you would touch their ears and they would hear what is being said to the churches. Father, we love you, Lord. We love you, we love you, we love you. With that you continue to bless, continue to guide us, continue to keep us, Lord Jesus. Father, we love you, Lord. We can't make this journey without you. We find that this is a hard road to hold. What you said in your word, the road to damnation was wide. And you said men find it. But you said, Lord, the way to salvation was narrow and few find it therein. But we're so glad to know that, there is room. And we just said, thank you, Lord. Bless, Father. Bless right now, Lord. Touch in a way that we know once you have touched, we have truly been touched. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Let our hearts say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jesus. That's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful prayer. And you know, it's a blessing when we can start our service off with prayer because we're putting God before everything. And I thank God for that. Now, we're going to be doing a little bit different today. I'm still going to talk on, today I'm going to talk on the benefits we receive from Jesus Christ's death. But I want to ask the question also, and I want each and every one, don't just sit and listen. I do need you to answer just one thing for me, the benefit that you receive from the death of Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of benefits, and I'm going to talk about two or three of them. That the benefit that you receive from the death of Jesus Christ. He didn't die just to be dying. He had a reason for coming here to die. And there was a benefit in his death for all of us, for the whole entire world. And see, we got to catch a hold on to Jesus and don't turn a loose. Because he died for us. Glory be to God. So we're going to talk a little bit on that. But I'm going to ask the question. I probably stop in somewhere in this message. I'm going to stop and I need somebody to answer that question for me. Somebody to open their mouth for me. Because what we do, when we thank God and tell what Jesus has done for us, that's a blessing all by itself. And it pleases him to hear that we love him. We got faith that we know that he is. He loves when we talk about him. He loves when we praise him. He loves when we acknowledge the blessings that he has bestowed upon us. He loves to hear us worship him in that fashion. He don't want us to forget under no circumstances who he is and what he has done. And the son is sad, and I was laughing because I wrote something similar to that in this message. She said, he's coming back again. And you better believe it. He is coming back again.
Yes, he is.
Why is he coming back?
Yes, he is.
Why is Jesus coming back again? Before I start, I'm going to pause for anybody to answer that question.
Amen, amen. The Bible says he's coming back after his church. Bible says he's coming back after his bride. He's coming back after his bride. Brother Eric made mention of it Monday that we're waiting on our day of calling. He's coming back. Some of us don't want to say that because they look at it as being a woman, but the Bible says he's coming after his bride, and I'm so glad to be his bride.
And I'm so glad you asked that. You said that, Dean. I'm going to ask you one question before I go on. Glory be to God. Because, see, I want everybody, because I know I've been running my big mouth for a couple of years now. I want everybody, read your Bible, answer a question, ask a question. So you can not just me, but you let God know, Lord, I love you because you got something that you have read that the Bible has told you. Now, when he said he was coming back for his bride, Brother D, explain that. Explain his bride to me.
His bride would be us, man, woman, boy, girl. If you are saved, sanctified, and filled with the mighty, precious Holy Ghost, on the day of judgment, you his bride. You're going to step up and be called, and you'll be said, you'll hear these words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So when we say his bride, that's any and every last one of us, Mexican, white, Jew, Gentile. Your nationality means nothing. The only thing, God is coming back. God not concerned with the outside. He's coming back out what's within. That's what he's coming back after. Amen.
Amen. And I thank you for that, Brother D. And see, I want everybody to be able to say something when I ask a question. Now, Devo, he told the truth. But the thing that I want everybody to know and acknowledge and accept, when Jesus comes back and we go back to be with him, there will be no women.
Amen.
We will all be a he. And you wonder why? Because God said he's not giving in marriage. We're not marrying and we're not going to be giving in marriage.
That's right.
We're only there to serve him, to worship him, to praise him. And I know on this earth he made man and he made woman. He made woman so that man wouldn't be lonely by himself.
Amen.
But when Jesus come back for his church, when we go to be with him, when we are translated, when we are converted, glory be to God, when we die and his own spirit raised from our body to be with Jesus, we are all a he. That is the word of God. So I'm going to talk a little bit today, and I certainly hope the ones that's hearing me today, I hope you will answer, you know, just say something of what benefit you receive from the death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That should not be a hard question. Look at yourself. Look at everyday life. Look at your mother, father, your sister, your brother. Look at what you have. Okay. So we're going to go ahead, and I'm still going to come back with that. And I certainly hope that we can open our mouths. And because when we talk, God hears us. We can think it in our minds. God hears, but we don't hear you. Okay. The benefits we receive from Jesus Christ. Now, it was prophesied in early times. I'm going to go down to Isaiah. Isaiah 53 and 6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Do you hear what Isaiah is saying? Jesus coming was prophesied long before he got here. And he came because, Isaiah said, all sheep have gone astray. Look at us today. It's not way back then when he's speaking, though it's in the Old Testament. It is happening today. I want you to understand the Old Testament prophesied things and it was fulfilled in the New Testament. Glory be to God. He said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned away from God. We know how we got here. We know what Jesus did for us, but we ignore. We don't seem to care. So we have turned away, and we turned away to do our own thing. We have turned everyone to his own way. Not the way of serving God, but the way that you think is pleasing to you. And maybe it is pleasing to you in your mind while you're on this earth. Brothers and sisters, if you don't turn from your ways, from your worldly ways, and get a hope to the Almighty God, acknowledge Jesus, repent of your sin, then the only thing I can say is don't die. We got to let our worldly ways go. Some people would say, well, that's lonesome and you ain't got nothing to do. Yes, you do have something to do. You can have a life. Just have a saved life. Glory be to God. You can have friends that doesn't do everything under the sun. You can have friends that you can laugh and talk to every day. You can go out to dinner or what have you and never sin before the God Almighty. You can have friends that you can talk to about Jesus, that talk to you about Jesus, allow you to take in something that you may not have known. So, no, it's not a bad thing. It's not a sad thing. It's not a lonely thing to be a child of God. It is not. So, Brother Isaiah 53:6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. In other words, Jesus the Christ has taken on our sin because we have gone astray. Because he wants to see us saved. He wants us to live eternally in heaven with the Father, with him and the Father. That's why he took on our sin. Not just for the Israelites, not just for the Gentiles, but not for just the Jews, but for the whole world. Because he's God Almighty, and he made all of us, regardless of what color, what nationality, what speech, what have you, the difference in us and God. There is no difference. God made us a different color, but you think about it. When your spirit goes back to God, Brother D is not going to be the body that Brother D walking around in every day.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Not going to be
Amen.
The body that I'm walking in, a brother dog, or any of us walking around in every day. It's got to be the Spirit of God that he breathed into this immortal body. This body, as I was saying the other day, is nothing but dirt. And when we go back to be with God, we're not going in a fashion that we are walking around today, because God will have no part of ourselves.
Amen.
Everything in God's New Jerusalem, everything is going to be pure. It's going to be holy. It's going to be precious. It's going to be bright. It's going to be clean. God will have no filth in his New Jerusalem. So therefore, when you're looking at this body that we walk around in every day, this body will not go to God because it didn't come from him. The only body that came from God is Jesus Christ. But the body that we have is the body that he shaped from dirt in the ground. Glory
be to God.
What benefit, brothers and sisters, have you received from Jesus Christ's death? Glory be to God. Then John 1:26 says, again, this is an early prophecy. The next day, John sees Jesus, talking about John the Baptist, coming to him and says, behold, the Lord, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Now look at this. John the Baptist was a forerunner for Jesus. John the Baptist came to prepare the way for Jesus on this earth so he can teach us all about his Father. He can teach us all about himself. He can let us know what it takes to be saved. He can let us know, he came to let us know how to get to the Father. He came to teach us because he knew, brothers and sisters, that he was going to die for our sins. Even while he was walking this earth, we were still sinning, brothers and sisters. Not only were we doing everything under the sun, but we had the nerve to come up against him and talk about him, call him a Beelzebub. Glory be to God. But still, he remained humble. Doing all of that, Brother D, he remained humble. He was tossed about. He was mistreated. And while we was mistreating him and talking about him, he was going around healing. He was going around saving. He was going around loving. When we, with our smart self, didn't love him. And Jesus knew it took him to be meek and humble to save us. If Jesus acted like we did, oh, brothers and sisters, we would be in trouble. We would be in trouble.
If he the word of trouble.
Jesus is the one that can get to the Father for us.
Yes.
Without Jesus Christ, we wouldn't get to God. God wouldn't even deal with us because of our filth. A very few men and women are saved by God's grace because they believed in the Father, in the Son, in the Holy Ghost. They believed that Jesus was everything he said he was. They believed that Jesus was the Son of God. And they trusted him. They had faith in him. And when they would confront him, they confronted him with faith. So they were healed by their faith. Glory be to God. Brother and sister, that's why we can't be healed. We don't have the faith. When that woman with the issue of blood crawled on that ground to get to Jesus, she already had the faith, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. That woman went there with faith. And when she touched the hem of his garment, glory be to God, the power of healing, hallelujah, went through her body and healed her. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is the thing that Jesus did for us. And we can't open our mouth to say one good word about Jesus on this phone. I tell anybody, don't be ashamed to acknowledge the Almighty God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Don't be ashamed to acknowledge the Holy Ghost, which some of us call the Holy Spirit, which is the same thing. I just like the word the Holy Ghost because that's what Jesus called it in the book of Acts during the day of Pentecost. Glory be to God. But we cannot stand up and do what God has us to do. All we got to do is open our mouth and acknowledge him. Once in a while, say, God, I love you with everything that is in me. But how can we love him when we can't seem to acknowledge him? But John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Glory be to God. That was a prediction before Jesus died, a long while before Jesus died. That was a prediction from the prophet Isaiah and John the Baptist. And you know what? God showed it to him. God gave it to him to know who Jesus was. John the Baptist was a cousin of Jesus, but he treated him like the Christ. He did not lift himself up, not one iota. And when Jesus came and it was time for John to decrease, he said, I must decrease so that he can increase. He told the people, he said, I'm not the Christ. He said, but there's one coming after me, was preferred before me, whose shoelaces I'm not even worthy to unloose. Glory be to God. See, those men and those women back in those days was not ashamed of God, was not ashamed of Jesus Christ, was not ashamed to lift up their voice, hallelujah, Jesus, and praise and worship him. Glory, hallelujah. Look at Mary and Martha, how they attended Jesus every time he would come through. God gave it to them to know who he was. Their job was to take care of him, was to feed him, was to wash his feet, and anything he needed for them to do, they was more than happy to do it. But we, brothers and sisters, would rather complain than to live for God. We would rather moan and groan than to admit, hallelujah, Jesus, that Jesus is coming back. We would rather moan and groan than to admit that God has a new Jerusalem for us, that God has a new heaven for us, that we will live eternally. Glory be to God. People would rather live right here on this filthy earth and burn and go to hell. You got something. I'm hearing someone talking on the phone. Mute your phone. You have people that walk in this earth believe that this earth is going to last forever. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, this earth was never, I don't care how long it has been standing, how long it will be standing, but this earth was not made for us to be on forever. It was not prepared for us to be on forever. This is just a stopping ground. Our Bible tells us that we are pilgrims and sojourners trying through this volatile.
Yes, sir.
Glory be to God. Brothers and sisters, we better get it together. We better begin to understand the benefit that Jesus put in our hands that is going to lead us to salvation. We need to know that. Now, Hebrews 9:26 says, for them then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Now, brothers and sisters, know that Jesus was here from the very beginning of this world. When God says, let us make man in our own image, he was talking to his son, Jesus Christ. He was talking to Jesus. See, Jesus, and it's in one of the books of Psalms, he was taught by his Father to be like his Father and be able to do the things that his Father do. Why do you think Jesus died and went back? We are his. God has given us to Jesus because he came to this earth to redeem us back to his Father. He came so his Father would be satisfied with a man, with human, with mankind that he made on this earth. Because see, God was not satisfied with us, brothers and sisters. He was not satisfied with us. He was tired of our stiffness. He was tired of our caring for the worldly things and not concerned about our souls. Now you think about it. Go back to all the books in the Old Testament. Those people was not ignorant of what was going on. It was taught to them through Moses. It was taught through Joshua. It was taught through David. It was taught through Joseph and his life. Glory be to God. God let us know who he was and what was expected of us from the beginning of time. But what did we do? We turned our back and we refused to believe.
Man, Mr. L.
Now, you think about it. With Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, God told them, don't eat of the tree in the middle of the garden, for the when you eat of it, said you will surely die. And what did they do? They let Satan came along and convinced them to eat of the fruit of that tree. They didn't physically die, but they did die spiritually. Glory, hallelujah. God put Adam and Eve where he wanted man to live. But because of their disobedience, he kicked them out. He kicked them out. He made them close and kicked them on out to God's feet. Think about it. When God tells us something, why do we let somebody else tell us something different? We do. We listen to that. Now, Jesus made atonement for us. He took on our sins to allow us to reconcile with God. See, as long as we was living in sin, there was no reconciliation. And without Jesus Christ, we would have never been reconciled because God would not accept the blood of man that's in sin, the blood of the goat, the lamb, the sheep. He wouldn't accept that. God needed a pure blood. And the only pure blood that he was going to get was when he sent his own son, Jesus Christ, to this earth in the likeness of sinful flesh to redeem man. Because if Jesus hadn't came, then there would have been no hope whatsoever for us. He pardoned or forgave us for our sin by dying on the cross. See, the job that Jesus came to earth to do, no man was worthy to take on that job. There was no pure man on this earth. You had men of God walking around. But see, they all, once Adam and Eve sinned, God loved Abraham. But Abraham was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Glory be to God. God loved David. But David was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. He wasn't worthy. But God loved him, and he separated him. He set him apart. All of these men were set apart for God. God loved Moses, but he was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So what I'm trying to say, and I'm naming these men that God loved so much. They did what he had them to do. Even, think about it. Abraham was going to kill his son because God said so, with no question asked. But God said, stay your hand. Listen, God knew the faith that Abraham had in him. But he wanted proof of that faith. He wanted to see that faith. Abraham already had the key to the kingdom. Listen, God loved Abraham so much. He said, your seed will be as the stars in the sky. Your seed will be as the sand on the beach. That's his love for Abraham. Because of his faithfulness, because of his obedience, because he trusted in him. But Abraham wasn't good enough. He was not of a pure blood. He was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And that blood, God would not have saved us, because our blood is blemished. We came to this earth. We have sinned. God, so merciful, saved us because of his son, Jesus Christ, and set us aside for his own use. But yes, we can't open our mouth. So Hebrews 28 says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Excuse me. And to them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Jesus is not coming back to clear us from our sins again. He's not going to hang on the tree again. He's not going to be nailed to a cross again. But he's coming back the second time without sin and to salvation. He coming back the second time, brothers and sisters. We've been here long enough to know what it takes to make it into heaven. We've been here long enough to know if we don't come out of that world, our Bible tells us to come up from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord. Glory. If we don't come out of that world, glory, hallelujah, we're not going to make it. Because we are living and enjoying and worshiping and serving the devil. Glory, hallelujah. And we don't want nobody to tell us that you're doing wrong in any shape, form, or fashion. But let me tell you something, brother and sister. If you are doing something wrong, to you it may not seem like it. But if somebody tell you and you're not sure, pray and get into the Word of God. That's what you need to do. So when he come back, he said, I'm coming back for my church, a church without a spot or wrinkle. So we got to be pure. We got to turn away from the things of the world. We got to turn away from that brother or sister whom we love that's enjoying the world more than they enjoy Jesus. Got to walk away. Not that you don't love them. God didn't say stop loving them. God didn't say stop telling them what thus say the Lord. But don't get caught up in the things that they are doing. Come out from among them and be ye separated. I don't care if it's your mother. Glory be to God. If she don't want to do right, and you know right, you can't make her that you can pray for. You can pray for. Glory be to God. So, he is a propitiation for us. A propitiation means to appease or to satisfy. And in this case, Jesus came to this earth to die so he could appease the Father. The Father was not happy with the life that we was living on this earth. So he came to satisfy his Father. He wanted to see God happy with man that he made for his glory, for his joy, for his happiness. And man was doing everything but what they should do to please God. So God had to be appeased because he was angry with man. He was angry with mankind because of their. So Jesus came to make his Father appeased. He came because he knew there was no blood on this earth, outside this earth, under this earth, up over this earth. There was no blood that could save us except the Son of God. That was the only pure blood that could save us. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, I hope you're listening to this. And after today, I hope each and every one that is not saved began to seek salvation. Oh, glory be to God. Before Jesus come back. Now, mind you, we say Jesus come back and we looking for the whole world to be gone. But let me tell you, every time a man or a woman or a boy or a girl died, Jesus came back for help. So we still got time to make preparation, to make it into heaven. We still got that time. So let us work on that time. 1 John 2:2 says, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now, excuse me. Now, they made that clear. He made that clear because we know that God's chosen people is the Jews. We also know that the Jews sinned. We also know when Jesus walked this earth, the Jews came up against him. But Jesus came to this earth and made it where the Gentiles, the Samaritans, the other nationality would be saved as well. It is not God's will that any man should be lost, but all should come to repentance. All of us. Now, Christ is the only offering that satisfied God concerning us. Only offering. Because, see, God knows He didn't have to think or wonder about his son. He knew his son was pure and his son was holy, and his son would do anything to please him because he is the Almighty God. And you look at Jesus, he said, me and my Father is one. And then he said that we are three, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and we are all one. Now you think about it. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God that Jesus sent back to renew us, to save us, so that we can make it to heaven. When we receive the Holy Ghost, we should live holy. Glory, hallelujah. The things that you used to do, you shouldn't want to do them anymore. You shouldn't do them anymore. You should feel guilty. Glory. You should feel fear of God because he has saved you, and he wants you to stay saved. He wants you to tell people about him. He wants you to be in heaven with him and live eternally. That's the only way we will live eternally, and that is to be with God. So don't think that your life on this earth is the end of life, because it is not. It's just that this old body we're in will not go to heaven, but that spirit man will go back from whence it came. Glory, hallelujah. Now Romans 3:25 says, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to disclose his righteousness for the remission of sin, that we that are passed through the forbearance of God. Jesus' blood, he gave his blood for the remission of our sin. In other words, for the forgiveness of our sin. See, Jesus is the one that goes to the Father for us. Because when we talk to God, we have to talk to him in the name of his son, Jesus, because God will not receive us if we try to relieve his son out. His son that came and hung, bled, and died for us, and then we try to leave him out. Brothers and sisters, we can't do that. It is not God's will that we turn our back on his only begotten son. It is God's will that we have faith and we have trust in Jesus Christ. You think about this man was able to look out on the roaring sea that was contrary. The wind was blowing and the wave was overtaking the boat. And Jesus said two words, peace. Well, three words, peace be still. And the moment he said peace be still, the winds and the waves cease. Glory be to God. No one else can talk to the elements like Jesus did. Glory, hallelujah. No one. So why are we refusing to be saved? Why are we turning our back on the Almighty God? Why are we not acknowledging the Son of the living God who died so that we may live? Sometimes, brothers and sisters, we need to go back and look at ourselves, look in the mirror and examine ourselves. Father God, anything about me that isn't pleasing to you, Father God, take it out, wash me, clean me up, so that I can be saved, so that I can be with you one day. I can be with you eternally. Glory be to God. Now, there are things that There are three things that we have to be released from when Jesus came back, when Jesus came to die. There were three things we have to be released from, and that is the curse of the law, the guilt of sin, and the power of sin. The curse of the law. See, while you're under the law, glory, hallelujah, while you're under the law, you easily can sin. You can sin because you don't know the way of God. See, God gave Moses the law. And Moses wrote that law and gave it to the people. That is the Ten Commandments. And if you look at those Ten Commandments and look at the law of man today, that is the law that man upholds. But once you receive the Holy Ghost, you are not you are not under the law, but you're under grace. The law has no more effect on you because you're under the grace of God. And you won't have to worry about the law because under the grace of God, you should not be sinning in a way. Under the grace of God, just speaking to make it in. The law no longer has a hold on you. Glory, hallelujah. And see, all the sin that we have done, it has put us in captivity. And see, Jesus came for a ransom for us. He died, gave himself a ransom for the whole world. Just look at the power in that blood. Not for just one or two, not for just one or two nations, but for the whole world. The blood of the Son of God is able to save the whole world. But we still have a choice. We can be saved or we can continue to live in the world. Glory be to God. Now the curse of the law, Galatians 3:13-14 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curse is anyone that hangeth on a tree. Now you think about it, he hung on a cross, he was put to open shame, hallelujah, he was made a cross. He was made a curse for glory, hallelujah, Jesus. I hope somebody hear me today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is what Jesus did for us, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Hey, glory. Look at all the things that God did for us. Look at all the things that Jesus did, brothers and sisters, so that we can be saved, so that we can make it into heaven, so that we can be one set apart, separated from the world, so that we can serve God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey, glory, hallelujah. The guilt of sin. Romans 3:24 says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. To justify is to secure a favorable verdict, to acquit, to vindicate, to declare righteousness. Hey, glory. So once we get in Christ Jesus, Hallelujah, Jesus. We don't have to worry about the gift of sin no more because Jesus died, hallelujah, and loosed the shackles of sin.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah,
yes, he did.
Jesus. He made a way for us, brothers and sisters.
Yes, he did.
He made a way, but yet we refuse to serve him. What's wrong with us, brothers and sisters? What's wrong with us today? And God still loves you. And he will love you always as long as breath is in your body. Come out from among them and be ye separated, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1, 18-19 says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your father. So we was not redeemed with silver and gold. We was redeemed with the blood of the Lamb. We was redeemed with something that silver and gold can't hold. Silver and gold can't die for us. Silver and gold has no blood. Silver and gold is not the Son of God. The things that we hear, the conversation from our fathers, our forefathers, hallelujah, Jesus. Some people didn't understand. Even the ones that died before Jesus came to this earth and died. When Jesus died, he went down in the grave and preached to this dead and gave them the chance to be saved. So he came so that all men could come to repentance, even the demons. Jesus was in his grave for 3 days and three nights. But Jesus went down into the grave to give the one that was already saved, already dead, a chance for repentance, a chance to be saved. Let this show you how much he loves us, brothers and sisters. He didn't want no one lost, even the ones that didn't know, the ones that didn't listen to Moses and Joshua and God's prophets. It was not God's will that any man should be lost. But if anyone rejected him, and I'm not going to say that nobody rejected him. I'm sure there was some that rejected him. Then he did his job after hell was gone. But when the precious blood of Jesus, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, there was no impurity whatsoever in the blood of Jesus Christ. No impurity. And he died and sent back the precious Holy Ghost to redeem man so that man could be saved, so that man could be with him and with the Father eternally. Brothers and sisters, what benefit we receive from Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to take a second. I'm going to ask the question. I'm starting to hope somebody, anybody, come on and answer. What benefit Jesus Christ's death gave you? Think about the things in your everyday life that God does to you day by day and special things from time to time. Just because you asked him. What benefit Jesus Christ's death has spared for us? Against you as an individual. Anybody who wants to say something, please.
Amen.
You know, I've been doing this show for a while, and it was meant for everybody to interact.
Participate, exactly. Exactly.
So I am given this time. That's not a hard question. Look at yourself. Look at your life. Look what God has brought you from.
That's right.
And answer the question.
That's it. That's it. That's
so
it.
The floor is open. The floor is open for anybody who wants to stand tall and tell us the benefits of Jesus Christ.
Amen. See, you said what benefits do we have?
What benefits did you receive
Christ.
From the death of Jesus Christ?
Jesus
Use
Christ.
Yourself as an individual.
Amen.
Make it personal.
Amen. Glory. Yeah. And you can make it personal, too. You can choose to make it personal. You can make it personal. I know that you get tired of Brother D's big mouth. I got my cousin, Brother Dexter, Bishop Dexter Thompson, on with me. I got another surprise on with me, T. But I'm going to say this here and I get out the way. I was trying at the center and get someone else a chance to say something. Jesus' death, if he had not died, I wouldn't be able to live. I live daily to die, to live again with him. If Jesus had not died, I couldn't pay my debt. You know, I work every day.
Come on,
and on Friday, I get my check, and I have certain bills I can pay. But there was one debt that I could never make enough money to pay. If I had all the money in the world,
I couldn't pay it.
And that was my sin debt. See, I couldn't pay my debt. The sin debt had to be paid with 100% purity. And the Bible has instructed man that I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, so I couldn't pay my debt. So if I couldn't think
of nothing else,
which has, I could say 1,001 things that I benefit from, or I could tell you how I walk in his gravity that holds me on his ground. I could tell you how I breathe his precious air that allowed me to live. I could tell you how his blood flows through my veins. But if I couldn't say none of that, I couldn't tell any of that there, I would have to tell you his death paid my sin debt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's a debt that no man can pay. If we put all the money in the world together, we couldn't pay it.
Glory be to God.
In fact, there's a passage of scripture where it says, hey, to hell with your money. Couldn't pay it. He paid my sin debt.
Amen.
And by him paying my sin debt, it gave me a chance to live.
Glory,
amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Is there anyone else, brother? I'm going to tell you, this is how easy, brother.
But Dexter back there laughing. I hear back there
laughing.
Come on, brother Dexter. Yes, sir. You know.
Come on, nephew.
You know.
Come on, Mr. Nephew. Come on here.
You know, giving honor to God, to my great and awesome auntie. I love this message. I mean, it needs to be preached every day, lived every day, talked every day, walked every day.
Yeah.
But if I had to think, I got to piggyback on what Brother D just said. I got to piggyback on that. I owe a debt that I just could not pay. I don't care how many jobs I work. I don't care how much money they pay me. I never can make enough to pay that debt.
Yeah.
And by Jesus coming here, pure blood, he paid a debt that I owe that I could not pay.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And I thank him from, you know, I hear people say from the bottom of my heart, I thank him from everything in me. I'm not going to just say from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to say from everything within me. And everything without me.
Yes.
I think that he said, Father, lay not this charge to them.
Yes.
For they know not what they
do.
Yes.
And he just gave up his life just so I may have a right to the tree of life.
Come on, man. Yes.
So I thank him every day. I was
every day. Come on now.
That lady said, that she wished she had ailments and stuff so she can draw disability. I told her, I said, girl, you speak foolish. I said, God been too good to us.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes,
you want to lay down and just let it roll over you. And, Auntie, you just brought this word so eloquent that even a stupid person could understand it. Even an imp person could understand it. Even someone that didn't even have enough knowledge could understand it. And that's what God wants. God wants the message to be broke down to even a fool, not error, need not error.
That's it.
That message, that word, I wish you had it kept going because that word was just eating me. It was just filling up those portions inside of me that stay empty. It filled it up. I was sitting there thinking when you brought the part out where you said, he did this just for you and just for I. He made this thing for all of us. He didn't just die because of you and I. He died for everybody. So if I had to say what he did, I don't think I'd have enough words to even come up with, because just laying down his life just for me.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And I love how you talked about how he went down into the grave and he stayed 3 complete days just so I may have a right to the tree of life, that I may be able to live. Oh, my goodness. Auntie, you about to hurt me over here. I thank the Lord for you. And I tell you, y'all know I have a big mouth that run in our park's blood. I got a big mouth, and I just can't stop it, because I tell you, this message was to the whole world today. What benefit of yours with him dying?
That's it. That's it.
My life is the benefit.
That's it.
Woo.
That's it.
I feel like my granddaddy used to say, I could run through the woods running. Just screaming, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's it.
Hallelujah.
The benefits of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The benefits of Jesus. The benefits, it could just go on and on and on. Gee, you better get in here, because this shit could go on and on and on. There's just no limit to how much we owe him. It's unlimited. To try to think of what we owe him for
what?
Jesus the Christ. Hey, you know something, cuz? Tell you something about that.
Give me a minute, please. Brother D.
Come on.
Give me a minute, please. I got to get some of these hands that are up. Give me a minute.
Come on in here.
Sister Emily,
you know we'll go
I will be calling you first. Excuse me. And then after Sister Emily, 252-8519. I will be calling you next. Sister Emily, go ahead, please.
All right. Well, I was trying to get in there first because I already knew that Brother D was going to say the same thing that I was going to say. So I'm
That's
just
all right.
In different words.
That's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
One, we could never live a life worthy of God on our own had he had not died on the cross for us. Also, it brings physical healing. It breaks Satan's power. See, God redeems
That's
us
right.
and forgives us. If he didn't redeem us and forgive us, we would be damned. Like, we would not be able to make it to heaven. His mercy is all of it.
Somebody got the background noise.
Somebody got to go on mute. Go on mute.
Somebody got a lot of noise going on. Please go on mute until you get it straight. Somebody please shut the phone down. Go off unmute until... Okay, look like they heard me. Okay. Phone number, 252 8519. Go ahead, please.
Yes, how y'all doing tonight?
Well, well, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. This is Michael Tatum. Just calling in and tell you I enjoyed your word tonight, and I appreciate Dog for giving y'all to come on and get a word, because Lord knows I needed this today. I feel good in my soul. My heart hurt so much. This has really touched my heart tonight. And I just want to thank y'all, Brother D, and you for the word tonight, because I feel good. And I just want to thank you.
Let God, let him have his way. Let him use it.
Amen. God is able. Yeah. God is able.
Y'all
take
care.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you.
Yes. Lord Jesus.
Okay. Sister Emily, what do you think?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't have any other hands up right now? Did you finish what you were saying, Bishop Dexter?
Yes.
Okay. Truly, we thank God for you being with us on tonight. Truly, thank God for that. Okay,
see,
I want to ask.
See, before you end, see, I have another one that's listening. I think they're on mute, but your sister's listening as well.
Who?
Your sister Faye? Gloria. Your sister Gloria Faye is listening.
Give me a minute.
Yeah, she's.
Phone number began with 910. 910. Okay.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
In Bible study this week, we was talking about in the book of 1 Peter, the hope of eternal life.
Who am I talking to, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Kathy McDougall.
Okay. Go ahead.
We was talking in 1 Peter this week, we was talking about the hope of eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
And it said in verse 3, God raised Jesus Christ from the
dead. Go ahead.
Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and unsealed beyond the reach of change and decay. I'm going to skip down to verse 5. God is protecting you by his power until you receive the salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see.
Was there anything you want to say on those verses you just read?
No.
Amen. Well, you say your name was Kathy, right? But truly, I thank God for you. Thank God for you coming on, and hope you be with us more often. Thank you so much. Okay, and I have a phone number start with 72. Okay. Faye, are you still there?
That was the same one, Sister Aaron. That was the same one. That was just, I didn't get a chance to put both numbers in.
Okay. Amen. We appreciate you, Brother Tatum. Amen. Did Faye say anything? Did she still on? Did she want to say something?
She's still on. She probably on mute just listening. You know, she ain't gonna do much talking.
She may not want to say anything.
I said I enjoyed the service.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Glad she came on with us tonight. That's my sister right now.
You know, I don't talk much, so the service was really good.
Yes.
Praise God.
Okay, let somebody else do the talking.
Praise God for that. Glory be to God. We do thank God for each and everybody that came out. But Brother Dog, I'm going to call you out for a minute because I know you listen, and you listen well, and you understand. So now, give us some of your insight as to what God did for you, what Jesus' death did for you and do for you daily.
Sister Mary, that's why on Wednesdays I can't participate like I want to make the track. I got too much noise. I can't.
You're here to race track, right?
I forgot to be busy on Wednesday night. But thank you for coming and even saying that. But I thank God for each and every one that came tonight. And I hope that you heard everything I said. I gave you Bible verses and all so that you could go back and you could read for yourself. And I thank God for that. I thank God for Brother Tatum coming on just to say I appreciate it and I thank you. I needed that today. One thing I always know, no matter what the message is, it may not sound great to everybody, but it always for somebody because God already knows what you need. And I thank God for that. I thank God for his grace and his mercy.
At this time, before you end, I know I'm being busy about it right now, but before you end, I want if I may I give him something here real quick. You know, at the start of the show, at the start of the service, you asked a question or two, and one of the questions that you asked was, "What must we do to be saved?" And me being nosy like I am, you know, I like to go read a little bit. And I just want to give them what the Bible said, if I may. In the book of John, the third chapter in the book of John, and we can start the third verse, where Jesus said, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God."
All right. All right. Come on.
Nicodemus said unto him, that is, you know it. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? I hope they get this here. Please get this here. Jesus answered, "Very, very, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit." Remember, she was just talking earlier. She said some call it Spirit, some say Holy Ghost. Same thing. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus went on to tell man, he said, "That which is born of the flesh." You all hear me, and Monty, and you hear Brother Tim, you hear sometimes you speak of the carnal man. That's that flesh man. "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit."
Yes.
He says, "Marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must." He said, ye must. He's not telling you should be, I hope you be, I want. He said, "You must be born again."
Amen.
Anyone that want to know, T, how to get to the kingdom, that tells you right there how to get there. Amen.
But I thank God for that. I thank God for you reading that because I teach and I preach the way I do because I want people to understand every word of God.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And if I'm not sure, I research it. I can get it broke down to give to you. And I thank God for each and every one that came out tonight. Is Brother Dexter, is Bishop Dexter still on the phone?
I'm still here.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, Bishop Dexter, at this time, if you would just close us out in prayer. Just give us a prayer, and then I will give the announcement. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you right now, God. Thank you for the awesome word that we heard on
tonight, God. And this word that we heard, God, that it may have free course in our lives, God, that it may be infectious as a virus, that it run like never before all over us, God.
Yes.
And, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for how good you've been to us on today, God. We thank you how good you've been to us on yesterday, God, and how good you're going to be to us on tomorrow, God. Lord,
yes.
We ask that
yes.
you touch like never before, God. Lord, we ask that you touch even the sick and the shut-in. And, Lord, my dear friend, Apostle, that's in the hospital, that they shutting the curtain on her. Lord, we ask that you touch her right now, that you give her strength in her body, God, that you raise her
yes.
up, God,
yes.
that you touch her body, God. In the midst of all that she's going through, God, Lord, let her know that you are a living God for a dying world, God. And, Lord, we thank you right now for how you've been so great to each and every one of us under the sound of my voice, God, that your word, that your authority, rest, rule, and abide, hence now and forevermore. And, Lord, we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. And, Lord, we thank you right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 We thank you, Bishop Thompson, for that beautiful, beautiful prayer. And we just want to thank God for each and every one that came out to be with us tonight. I tell you, God is so good. And I just want to announce, on tomorrow, I'm sorry, I'm asking you to be with us again on next Wednesday. Same time, same station. Glory be to God. And we pray that when we come, God will meet us here. Also, be with us on Tuesday.
Yes, he
Brother
is.
D and his gospel out. Glory
yes,
be to God. As always,
Jesus.
We have a word for you. We have a
yes,
word from the
yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Same
yes,
time, same
yes,
station. Be with us to worship and praise God with us.
Praise the Lord.
And we just thank God for each and every one. And I pray that God bless you. Bestow his blessing upon you and keep you day by day. I thank God for Brother Dog. As always, I try not to ever miss acknowledging him, but he goes out of his way to make sure that the word of God goes forth. And I just
yes.
thank God for that. And I pray that God just continue to bless him, keep him covered in the blood of Jesus, and let him walk upright before him. I just thank God for that. And at this time, I'm going to turn the service over to you, Brother Dog.
Heaven in my soul. Each and every day. I got to keep on moving. And if I come, step aside, I don't want nobody coming over me. Hey, heaven is my goal.
Yes.
It's hard sometimes to stay on the Lord's side.
Yes.
But oh, I promise the Lord let him be my guide.
Yes.
My heart is fixed and my mind is made up. I don't want nobody.
Amen, amen.
Yeah.
That's what our Sister Marion, Brother D, Tim House, and Brother Eric, Reverend Eric, and all the people, that's what they're doing. They said that as long as heaven is my goal, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yes.
You got to live right. You got to live right if you want to make it to heaven. So with that being said, Sister Marion.
That's right, bro. No, that's right.
As always, yeah. And outstanding service. Like I said, I can't talk like I be wanting to, but I'll be listening, though. I'm like Sister Emily. I can be listening, and and Godspeed to brother, you know, I hope our brother Tatum gets some, you know, he seems to still be having a hard time, but I hope brother Tatum be all right, though. And Kathy McDougall, she's always coming on. You probably remember them people. Kathy McDougall, she's been on quite a many times, Sister Mary. You got to just remember. We appreciate everybody for tuning in today. All right,
okay,
so Sister Emily, you got anything else you want to say if you still have Sister Emily? Or brother Tatum, either one of y'all got anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
I'm good. I just want to tell everyone to have a good, safe week. Stay prayed up. That's the only way to make it out of here. And God bless everyone.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, Sister Mary, if you ain't got anything else, that's going to conclude the ceremony for the day, unless you got something, Sister Mary, before we get out of here.
Amen. I just thank God for each and every one. I thank God for the ones that come on every week and listen. I thank God for you. You just don't know how much. But I thank God so very much for everybody that listened to A Time for Reflection. Pray my strength in the Lord as I pray for each of you.
Amen. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, that will conclude our spiritual ceremony for today. Okay, Sister Marion, you can go ahead and you know what you do. Get on out of here just in case I got anybody that
all right,
got any special
y'all have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If anybody got any special announcements, anything out there they wanna say, now hit the one button right quick. If it don't, I might hit the racetrack here and then get ready to go out here and stir up some stuff at the racetrack on Wednesdays, you know. So I can't get on here like I want to, but I'll still be listening. And I think some of y'all should do the same thing. Let's see what I seen about on here. I know Brother Fan, I'm glad to see him around. I was looking for him Monday. I didn't see him Monday, but I seen him Tuesday and Wednesday. So, Brother Fan, you know we love you and your family, brother. All right? Anybody got anything, please hit the one button if you got anything, and I'll keep it on. Kid, I see you out there. Kenny Rains, I see you out there. I see a couple of y'all out there. Maul, I see a couple of y'all out there. If y'all want the show to keep going on, y'all hit the one button. If not, I'm going to shut it down a little bit. Y'all hit the one button. I'll open me up and let y'all pack a food on there if you want to. If you don't, you know, I get long wind back on there. I get long wind on there. All right, watch this. Everybody hit the one button. I let long wind start back talking. Brother D. Brother D, where you at, D? Brother long wind. He might be over there on the other line.
I'm here, brother. I'm here.
I'm here.
Told him.
Yeah,
I'm here. Don't nobody talk that much. Brother long wind.
Oh,
that's your new name.
But you know,
that's your new name, brother.
You know,
brother Longwind.
Well, bro, we can always talk about that beard. You know, we can always talk about some real race cars.
No. We ain't talking about fantasy world. We're not talking about fantasy world. We're talking about
I'm just saying we could talk about some real cars. You know, something that's really gonna do something in the very near future. You know, we can talk about low riders.
That's what I'm talking about.
Something that's gonna.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Talk about something that's gonna really burn the smoke very soon.
I really now you can get Private Ryan on now. Private Ryan, he'll keep going now. All I gotta do is get Private Ryan on here. He'll talk for the rest of the night.
You wanna get Private Ryan on? I can get him on now. I get the side
show. I'm not really though. If ain't nothing going on, like I said, I'm gonna go ahead and shut this off just in case I got something to do at the racetrack, which I do. because I got this old car here tonight. I don't know if I'm going to run it or not, but just in case I need to get it ready, though. So I said we appreciate everybody for coming on. I see kids and all that, and them, they didn't hit the one button, so maybe they didn't want to help us out this morning, but that's all right. This evening. But all right, Brother D, we appreciate everything, my brother. You got any closing words?
All right, my brother. We're just glad that the Lord is actually we're glad the Lord is steady keeping us. That's what we should be doing. We should be praising and thanking God for keeping us safe. We ask those that's at the racetrack tonight, we ask the Lord to continue to do what he do. Wave his hand across the track that each car and every car that go down be safe. We want to ask our brothers and sisters and listeners to continue to keep Silver Circle in your prayers. We know it's
right.
When you have one of these things called accidents, you know, even we don't know if you broke anything or not, but even if nothing is broken, just the soreness alone can take time, you know, to work that stuff out. So we ask, keep him in your prayers as the Lord bless him, and bless him with a full bill of health back to strength. Amen? Amen.
Yeah, well said, brother. Amen. Well said, my brother. Well said. All right, brother. Yeah. Appreciate it, man. We'll holler at y'all later, man. In the morning show, I'm kind of disappointed. They could have came over here on the morning show and talked about that. They was talking back down on the back line. But that's okay. I'm going to pay them back, though. All right, brother.
You know what it be, dog? I'm going to tell you what it be, dog.
What?
They be on the morning show so early. They talk so much. And I done told them this before. They run out of things to say. They done ran out by the time the show come on.
Oh, no. They've
been talking all day.
Danny boy and them had a pretty good old discussion going on, him and Bobby Cole and a couple more of the guys. They had a good discussion that is still going on, but that's all right. They don't help me out, so I'm going to stop helping them out, Nakia and Devon and all of them. But that's all right. Ain't no big deal. I'm good. I'm Gucci. Have a good one, brother. Much love to you.
All right, brother. I love you, man.
All right.